Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Peivav, the last daf in Parakeet Tzatzolin. And we're going to talk about a sugi that comes up here on this daf about the Gagos, Gagin v'Alios lo Nizkadshu, the higher areas above the Azara. Do they have Kedusha or not? And specifically, we're going to get to whether flying over the base, the Makam Harabayas, is allowed or not, and what's the basis for the issue. So the Gemara here discusses the points that are not on the floor of the Azara, based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us on yesterday's daf relating to something going out of the makom of where it is allowed to be eaten or not. So Rav says on the bottom of Pehema base, Gagin v'Alios lo Nizkadshu, because the Mishnah said whether one there's kedusha to the chalonos, the oviachomos. So Rav says that the Gagin and the Alios do not have kedusha, and the Gemara goes into a couple of brises to know whether that's true or not, because after all, the Gemara says, didn't Rav say the name of Rabbi Chiya? Halel yapaka igra, that the halel breaks the roof. So doesn't that mean that you finished eating on the roof and you have to eat kachay kalim in Yerushalayim? So how could you go up to the roof and eat it if the gagin were not niskadesh? The Gemara says, no, of course, they ate it on the bottom. They just went to say halel on top. Isn't there a gzera that you can't do that because you might come to eat it? Lo kasha kam b'shas achila, kasha lo b'shas achila. Okay, so then we went into the next brisa, the Tosefta from Kalim, Abishol, Aliyah's base Kachi Akadashim, Chamura mi base Kachi Akadashim. The Aliyah is even more Chamur, because the Aliyah base Kachi Akadashim, the Kohen Gadol, goes in there once a year or a couple times a year on Yom Kippur. And the Aliyah's bet Kachi Hakadashim, the Aliyah, he never went in except once every 7 years, twice every 7 years, once a Yovel. So you see, the less you go in, the more kadosh it is. So doesn't that show that the aliyos are even more chamor? So Rav Yosef says, Mehechal nekem v'nesa v'nish. Well, you're asking me from the hechal, shani hechal. The hechal is different, and therefore, hakol b'chsa, based on the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, you have to build it in a certain way. So if the Torah tells you to build it in a certain way, so then that obviously is going to have kedusha, because that's part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do. So the Gemara goes into another brisa, a Mishnah. Maybe it depends where the doors of the room is by upper stories, by lower stories. Either way, this is the sugya of Gagin Va'aliyah. So, and the Rambam quotes it. The Rambam Menachos Beis Abchira in Perek Vav Halacha Zayin quotes this shita of Rav in again Perek Vav, which is all about the structure and the kedushas of Mikdash. Hamikdash kulo lo haya b'meishar el b'mal ha'har. The Rambam tells us that the base of Mikdash was on a mountain. It wasn't flat. Kishadam nichnas b'shar mizrachi shal harabayis. When somebody comes into the eastern side, mahalech atzof achel b'shave. Up until the chel, the little fence where the soreg was, up until there it was flat. V'ole menachel, now it starts going up. Ole menachel ezras nashim b'shtei mesrei malo, 12 steps from the chel up to the ezras nashim. Room kol mala chatzi mala v'shilcha chatzi yama. Up half an amma, and the depth was half an amma. U'malachal ezras nashim b'shave, and then Ezra's Nashim was all flat. And then another 15 steps from the Ezra's Nashim to the Ezra's Yisrael. And then you go, Mahalakol Ezra's Yisrael, Beshavah, the first 11 Amos on the east side are equal. Then you go up one Amma to get to the next 11 Amos until the Mizbeach. And the Rama continues describing all of the structure. And then the Rambam says in Halacha Zayin, Halishchos ha-benuyos ba-kodesh, u-psuchos la-chol. You have some offices that were built in the Kodesh, but their doors were in the Chol. So, ima yugagosi and shaven amarakia. So, as we know, as we saw, the base of Mikdash, the Arbayas, goes up. So, if their roofs were equal to the ground, I mean, they were like underground, in a certain sense, hakaga azara tochan chol v'gagosi and Kodesh, then the gaga is going to be Kodesh if it's flat with the floor of Arbayas. V'im einam shavim af gagosi and chol. But if it's not shave, then the gag, the roofs, is going to be chol. Because the roofs and the attics were of the Mikdash were not niskadesh, were not sanctified. Lefichach, gagem elu einochlen sham kachim kachim veloshochten kachim kalim. Right, they're not ra'ui for actions and activities that the Azara needs. So the question is, what about flying over Harabayas in an airplane or in a helicopter? Because after all, if you say Gagin v'Aliyos lo Nizkadshu, doesn't mean that all the way up, the only Kedusha is on the ground. Maybe the Kedusha is only within 10 Tvachim of the ground, but anywhere above that is not Nizkadesh. So would there be an issue of flying over the Makom HaMikdash. So first, we just have to review for a few moments the status of the Kedushas Har HaBayis Bezman HaZeh. In general, is there Kedusha? If there's no Kedusha, then even if there used to be an Isser, there's no Isser now. So that, of course, is a machlokas between the Rambam and others. The Rambam says clearly, machlokas, it's a machlokas Tanoim, and the Rambam, in that same parak that we were just reading, parak Vav and Ilchus Beis HaBechira, a couple of halachas later, the Rambam says clearly that there is still Kedusha for Har HaBayis, Bizman Hazeh. Right, the Rambam says, Ubamen is Kasha Bekdusha Rishona. What was the, how was Yerushalayim Niskadesh? Bekdusha Rishona Shekisha Shlomo Shukidesh Hazara Yerushalayim Lashaita Vekidush Osan Laasilavo. Kedusha Kisha Lashaita Vekisha Laasilavo. The Kedusha is eternal for Yerushalayim, for Har HaBayis, for Beis HaMikdash. Laficha Makrivina Karbanos Kulan Afabisha Eshon Bayis Banoi. And that's where the Rambam Shita is, that you can be Makriv Karbanos even without a Beis HaMikdash. If you had a Mizbeach in the exact spot and you get out of all the other problems, you could have Beis HaMikdash. You could have a Mizbeach even without the Beis HaMikdash. V'ochlin kashi kachim b'chol ha'azara, afal bishi chareva. You could eat kashi kachim in the whole area, even if it's desolate. V'eina mukefes machitza. V'ochlin kachim kalim u'maizir sheni b'chol Yerushalayim, afal bishi ein sham choma. Shekedusha rishona kishol l'shaita v'kishol l'asalav. That's the Rambam Shita. He says the Kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael is not. That's different. Kibush chazaka. That's not our topic. But the Rambam says clearly that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Har HaBayis is forever, that is the pashas of the Mishnah in Maseches Megillah in the first parak, Ein Achareha Heter, and the Mishnah in Zvachim in the 14th parak that discusses the halachic history of the Makom HaMizbeach. The Ravid is not as clear. The Ravid is not as clear. A much discussed Ravid, says the Ravid right here on this Mishnah, on this Rambam, Amar Avram Svaras Atzma Huzeh. This is the Rambam's own Svar. V'lo yadati mi'ayin lo. U'bekama makomos b'mishnah. Im ein shmak mikdash yirakev. Sounds like from Mishnah, is that if there's no base of mikdash, you can't eat ma'isr sheni. U'begemar amru d'nafal mechitzos. Alma labanda amakdusha b'shona lo kishol asin lavo. Lo chilek bein mikdash v'yushalayim l'shar Eretz Yisrael. There's no difference. The Rambam has his chilek. B'shar Eretz Yisrael lo kishol asin lavo. Mikdash and Yerushalayim, Kitchel Asalavo. Where do you have such a chilek? The Ravid says. And then he says, Aval Yerushalayim ul Mikdash lo amar, lefisha yodea Ezra. Ezra nusha, Mikdash Yerushalayim, asida lehish tanos ulehish kadish, kiddush acher, olami, bekavad Hashem laolam. Kach nigle besod Hashem lireyav. Right, that's a famous lashon. The Ravid had some type of vision, or just siyata deshmaya, that he thinks this is true. That there's going to be another kedusha. Laficha harnichnas atasham ein bokaris. Very, controversial and much discussed, the Ravid says, if somebody goes bizman hazeh, ein bo karis. Ein bo karis, and therefore, the Ravid says, there's no karis bizman hazeh to go on the Makom HaMikdash. The question is, what does the Ravid mean? Does the Ravid mean that you're allowed to, that it's mutter? The Ravid just says, ein bo karis. So, that is not 100% clear. If you look in the Me'iri quotes, in Shavuos, Daf Tes Zayin, the Me'iri quotes, Ein makriven elam ken yish bayis, v'chein bekula mugdolim afarshim kasvu, sha'af ekdusha rishni elo namer al sharet Yisrael, v'yushalayim emikdash lo yodeh haya Ezra. He quotes the Ravid, and then he quotes, v'haminog pashut likanis sham, l'fisha masha shamanu. I've heard that people walk on the Makom HaMikdash, b'zman hazeh. Me'iri, I don't think, was ever in Eretz Yisrael, but then he quotes this Ravid, and then he says, oh, this is what I've heard. So it sounds like from that day of the Miri that it was mutter, and the Radvaz also seems to take it literally, uses the Ravid as a tzad l'hakel. The Radvaz in Tshuva, that maybe we'll read a little bit later, in Chelek Beis Simin Tav Reish Sadi Aleph, he quotes the Ravid talking about Kulas, about our issue, about the Alios and Gagin. But Lamaisa, even if the Ravid meant it, which is unclear, even if the Ravid meant it, it is a Das Yachid, Rav Avadya, and Yechav Das, Chelek Aleph, Simen Chavhei, quotes all the Deyas that agree with the Rambam. He says, Avisha Ravid Basaga Sofer, Shem Bazir Sarkare, so Ikakadivir Rambam. Shekhar Raboseinu Harishonim, Maskimin Kidvarav. And he quotes, Tosvis, Sefer Truma, Sefer Yereim, the Smag, the Rabbeinu Shimshon, Rabbeinu Marami Rutenberg, the Rush, the Ra'ah, we quote the Ra'ana in the Sefer Achinuch. Either way, it's the Sefer Achinuch. The Tashbates, the Ramban, V'chei Pasuk Dole Achronim, the Magid Avram, and the Avnei Nezer, and the Binyan Sion, and the Mishnah Brura. So he quotes all of the, and Rav Kook and Mishpat Kohen. But either way, this is the Shita of the Rambam. And many assume that even the Ravid did not mean it, because the Ravid doesn't say Mutter. The Ravid says, Ein Bo Karis. Ein bo karis. There's a lot of lumdus about what the Ravid would be saying. Two levels of kedushas mikdash, right? There's one that's totally on the machitzas, and one that's not totally on the machitzas. But either way, this is the sheet of the Ravid, and the pashtus is that we pass like the Rambam anyway, but even the Ravid pashtus holds that it is not totally mutter. So now we get, that's all background, so now we get to, what about flying over? The Makom HaMikdash has Kedusha. What about flying over the Makom HaMikdash? So our Gemara says, Gagin va'alios lo niskachu. So maybe our Gemara seems to be saying that there is no Kedusha up in the air. Gagin lo niskachu. Also, if you look in Maseches Makos, the Gemara and the Tosfos, the Gemara Maseches Makos talks about eating Meiser Sheni in a tree. Eating Meiser Sheni in a tree. Right, and a tree is on the border of Yerushalayim, so can you eat Meiser Sheni in that tree? Do you go by the branches? Do you go by the ikar part of the tree? So that's what the Gemara, the context of the Gemara. But Tosfos asks, how could you eat it in the tree anyway? Right, you're up in the air. Teima asks Tosfos, to Bishili Parakeitz Atzolin, our Gemara, Amrina de Gagos Lo Niskachu. Are the roofs are not Niskadesh, V'im Kain, Meiser Sheni ain ochlin al ha'ilan. Right, so therefore, how could you eat Meiser Sheni in the tree if the Gagin wasn't Niskadesh? So we assume the tree wasn't Niskadesh, the airspace in the tree, and you have to eat Meiser Sheni in Kedushas Yerushalayim. Tosfos gives two answers. The Yesh Lomar, number one, to Meiri Sha'anafav Mu'atin. It's very sparse branches. Very sparse branches. And therefore, She'ein bohen arba delo chashivi. Vavi ki'ilu omedes ba'avir kineged akarka. It's as if you're in the air. If you're in the air, says Tosfos, you're in the air, kineged akarka. So it's enough to be called Kedusha. Interesting. So what is Tosfos alluding to? That already, maybe if you have a surface, so then that's not going to have any Kedusha. If it was really a gag, but if you're just in the airspace, then it's okay. It's ki'ilu, you're on the ground. Ki'ilu omedes ba'avir, keneged rakia. Those are assuming that would have kedusha. The od yesh lomar demayri afilu bilash anafa merubin va'avir yushalayim ki yushalayim. Those are maybe it's even talking about full branches, but avir yushalayim ki yushalayim. What does that mean? The avir yushalayim is like yushalayim, explains the marsha. Maybe the whole issue of gag and lonis kachu is only by the azara. By yushalayim, it does go up. Does go up. Bertzal Omar says the Marsha de lo amru de gagal on his kaddish ala bavir azara de lo avika azara. Aval hacha avir Yerushalayim kimo Yerushalayim. So are these two days in Tosfos, whether the, again, the second day is saying that the avir is totally not kadosh, but the first day seems to say that as long as there's no structure there, then maybe it would be kadosh. But this is not the end of the story. The Gemara Maseches Yuma Daf Lamed Aleph discusses Bia B'miksas Lo Shma Bia or Lo Shma Bia. If I go in partially, is that called an entrance? And the Gemara brings a raya that Lo Shma Bia from the fingers of the Mitzora, the thumbs of the Mitzora that has to be put into the doorway of the Azara. So the question is, but that's Avir anyway. So how can you bring a raya that Bia B'miksas Lo Shma Bia? The reason that's not easy allowed to do that is maybe because airspace doesn't have. Unless you say, some Rishonim say, well, even if you want to say Avir, lo niskadesh, but if it's Avir within a window or a doorway, maybe that would have Kedusha. But either way, there are a number of other Rishonim that seem to limit this Gagin Va'alios lo niskadesh shita. Tosfos in Meseches Shvuas here on Daf Yud Zayin, Tosfos assumes Yud Zayin Amid Aleph that Avir is niskadesh. Avir is niskadesh, opposite of the Tosfos in Maseches Makos. Right, the Tosfos assumes. Let me just read it. If I read it, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Quotes a gears from the top Tosfos. The Gemara talks about if you somehow tala atzmo ba'avir azara mahu. Right, you violate the iser of tuma in the azara if you are in the air. And the Tosfos goes, Itzvarm de Garsi, Avir Azara, Kazara, Dami Olo. Do we say the Avir of the Azara is like the Azara or not? And Tosfos says, Vakasha, that can't be the Girsa, because for sure, the Avir is the Azara is like the Azara. For sure, and he quotes the Raya that we just mentioned from Maseches Yuma. The question is then how do you understand the idea of Gagin Va'alios, Lonis Kacha or not? So you have to work that out. But either way, Rov Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran, all the Rishonim there, Truist, Yud Zayin, agree that Avir is Niskadesh. And if you look in the Maharam on that Tosfos and Makos, he has a different shot than the Marsha. It doesn't mean that Yerushalayim versus Azara and the like, but if you look in the Maharam on the again the same daf. The Maram says v'dafka al gagos sha'al gabi batim lo niskadesh aval ha'avir sha'al gabi ha'ilo niskadesh afilo adarakia. Right, if there's no specific structure there, so then the kedusha would go. The kedusha would go up, and also there's other rayas. Right, the Gemara Maseches Sota talks about the structure that they built, the platform that they built for the king when he used to read the Torah. Right, the Mishnah on Mem Aleph Amad Aleph Agribas Hamelach Amad Vekibel Vekara Omed Veshibchuhu Chachamim. Right, it's talking about the Parshas Hamelach Osan Lobi Mishal Eitz Bazara Vu Yoshev Aleha. He sat on it. So ask the Gemara. How could he sit on it? Any Shiva Bazar Alamachis Bitav Bavad, Agripas, how did he sit on it? So Gemara says, really it was in the Ezra's Nashim. Really it was in the Ezra's Nashim. Mashba the Azara would have been a problem. Ask the Raven in Mesechus Tavid, printed on Daflaman Amabes. What do you mean? It was in the air. So Gagin va Lios Lonis Kachu. So the Raven quotes, oh, maybe it wasn't a Binyan Shal Keva. And if it wasn't a Binyan Shal Keva, so again, it doesn't break it. Only a structure in the air isn't kadosh, but just the air is. Or maybe it was a bima that had the status of Ritzbas HaAzara. Either way, it seems clear that there is some type of kedusha as you go up, just in the air. The Radvaz says all airspace has kedusha. Only the gagos maybe that were built then were it's heimamru veheimamru, so to speak. Kadosh Baruch Hu said not. But either way, there is. And finally, the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash. And then we'll get to the Lamaisa. The Rambam Yechus B'yas Mikdash in Perek Gimel says the Feirish, there's at least an Issadur Rabbanan. At least an Issadur Rabbanan. Gimel, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yates, Tami Shenechas L'Mikdash, Derech Gagos Pater. The Tami goes into the base of Mikdash, through the roof Pater, Shenemar Ve'la Mikdash Lo Savo, Derech Bia Chai V'Tora. V'yavo Bishu Pater Mikareis, Makanos O Makas Mardus. Afilu Nechnas B'Migdal, HaPoreach, a flying tower, Ba'avir, Makanos O Makas Mardus. If you go in, it's at least an Isser Doraisa. And the Mishnah Melech says, Venirish dim Shah Sham Shirish Tachavaya, the Chayav al Afshinachas Deragagos. Right? If you're there for a couple of minutes, then it's even for sure, even a Doraisa, according to the Rambam. So it seems like there is Kedusha in the airspace, at least on a Darabana level, maybe even on a Daraisa level, and this is what the Poskim say. The Shuvas Kinyan Torah says that it's Usser and it's even a Zilzel, right? The Rav Gorin writes in an article in Shana Bishana in Tavshin Memtes, Rav Gorin says that Umaskana la'achash in his bar shebevad yesh nuisa d'rid rabbanon likanes l'tchum ha'avi rishal beis hamikdash k'fi shepozek haRambam she'nichlos l'shav b'migdal ba'aperek b'avir brachos u'makos mardus uludas ha'mishal melech if you're shor k'tach avaya then v'hushir lomar yudgimo mila chalav iser karis min adin lahotzi es harabayis kulo mimaslul hatisos shel matosenu. Take it out of, besides the political reasons, but it can't be in the flight class. Kadesh olahachshel anashim anashim b'yisurei d'rabanan v'adoyim, v'ulai gam b'yisurei Torah, chamurim b'yoser. Ve'en lozeh kol zika v'kesher l'ba'ayat ha'knisa b'regel l'harabayis. Totally different issue of going b'regel. L'makom she'yadua b'vadoa shelo haya beis hamikdash banui sham. Right, he's a supporter of going out to Harabayis in the places where, that is not, for sure not Harabayis. And that's a separate discussion, but he says flying over Harabayis is for sure not allowed. And finally, Rav Ovadia in Yabia Omer Yaredei Achela Kei Simen Chavav talks about this. This is a tshuva from 1967, Gimel Sivan, 1967, Mamish, right then. Biyos ki biyam eila hifli Hashem yizbarach hasadav v'niflosav imanu gavar alein achasto v'roch chalafti erzi shiros alakenu ki lo yitosh Hashem es amo bavur shmo agadol v'yatsanu meyafeila la'ora umiyagon l'simcha baruch hu mevarach shmo asher sam nafshina b'chayim v'lazan l'mer agleinu b'rov rachamav achasadav zachinu gam l'shechruro shal akotel ha'maravi srid beis mikdash inu v'tifartenu v'av kol shetach harabayis v'hamikdash nesunim eima b'chasus shulton Yisrael. So he says, let me be mevayer about going out to Harabayis, and v'chein l'varei emutter l'nsoa b'matos u'b'masok helicopter ulerachif me'al avir shetach v'chom ha'heichal ulehistakel mikar v'makam ha'kodesh mish iser gambazeh olav. So the first half of the tshuva, he talks about the kedushas Harabayis b'zbanazeh, the Rambam issue that we mentioned before, and the Ravid, and that we've noted. But then, in the last part of the tshuva, in Os, Tess, not the last part, the towards the end. Ostes Yud and Yud Aleph. So in Ostes, he talks about our issue, and he quotes Tosfos and Masechta Shavuos, and he quotes the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ramban that all agree, and then he quotes the Maharam that we saw in Maseches Makos. Umeata Davar Barer Sha'aser Likanes Beshita Tevu Megdal Bizmanazet Lamakom Hamikdash Davir Azara Karazara V'Hu Adin Sha'aser LaRachiv Abanei Shadak Lamakom Hamikdash Adi Helicopter. You can't. Is there a way that you could look that it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan? So he says, and then maybe you want to say, classic Rav Avadya, maybe it's a Svek Sveika. What's the Svek Sveika Lahakel? Shema halacha ka ravid vaha meiri. Maybe, like we started off, maybe the halacha is like the ravid and the meiri, shem motu likarnis lamikdash b'lanazeh. V'yim tam patam alomar, shalacha ka haraman vaha ra, sha'osrim, and even if you want to say, the halacha is like the machmirim, shem im nechlas derak agos mutter. Maybe going in is mutter, it's not an Issa D'Araisa. V'yavli shebisafik achron lo palan mi Issa D'Rabbanan, you would still treat this as a Svek Sveika. So would you say that? So he says, no. He says, the first suffix is not called a suffix, because almost everybody is machmir. And they combine. And there is no heter for that. Mitzvah lafarsim, and it's mitzvah to tell everybody about this as well, and he's also amongst the poskim that say also that even walking there, even after tefillah, you know, is going to lead to many, even if you yourself are staying away, but it's opening up a Pandora's box and going to lead people to violate Isurei Karis. Okay, we'll stop here. That's Rav Avadya's Shuva from 1967.